Robert Perlman with CollectSpace.com. A question for Sonny first. As you prepare to come home, what have you physically packed to bring home with you? What are you leaving on the station of yourself? And in a larger sense, what's the spiritual message you take away from living on a space station for 6 months?
Real quickly about stuff that I'm taking home and leaving. Well, you know, 117 was pretty packed up. The truss was really heavy, so they don't have a lot of storage space on the mid-deck for just personal items. So I'm leaving actually quite a bit of stuff here. We're allowed some stuff to come back on 13A.1, the next shuttle flight. So some of my personal stuff is, most of my personal stuff is coming home on the next flight, but I'm bringing home a couple shirts just for a good memory of the flight that brought me up. And Expedition 14, Expedition 15, and now 117. And, of course, a picture of my dog. I might have to stay here on the space station. Might have to hide it for some future crew to find. A reflection on my time up here in space for 6 months, you know, it's I think the biggest thing that I noticed was how amazing the human body is, how it is able to adapt and be able to function in such a different environment, in actually a fairly vicious environment like I just described in the last question. I don't even feel like floating around is anything different than on Earth when you're walking around. It feels very natural. It feels like what you should be doing, and it's amazing how quick your body can adapt. We're doing a lot of things up here science-wise to help us go on to understanding how we're going to build a space station potentially on the moon, and then how we're going to build and live for extended periods of time someplace else, and then we can learn how to potentially go on to Mars. So this is a necessary thing, a necessary step in our future plan for the space program.
And for CJ, working off something Sonny just said, somewhere stowed inside the locker on Atlantis is a 400-year-old remnant of the first permanent English settlement in North America. As someone who's been to the ISS a few times, both at its beginning and now as it nears completion, in your opinion, does the space station represent the same type of pivotal shift in human migration?
I believe it does. It's not going to be a quick migration, though. You know, you mentioned the time frame of the 400 years. Hopefully, within our lifetimes, we'll see what Sonny was just describing of a colony on the moon where people actually live there. They don't just visit there. They live and work there. And I think we'll hopefully see exploration beyond that, too. So there's all good goals.